This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Front Office Report with Red Sox President and CEO Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show. Brought to you by Stoli Vodka, a Latvian product with operations in Ukraine, and by Zingaroo. Zingaroo allows you to trade, chat, and compete with friends all in one app. Join now and get started with $25 on us. This is WEEI.
Final hour of the Greg Hill Show. Mutt in for Greg. Wiggy's here. Courtney's here. Chris Scheim is here. As you heard there, the Front Office Report here on the Greg Hill Show. Also brought to you in part by our friends at Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. The Red Sox winning 1-3 in Toronto and a big important win last night. And the Red Sox president, Sam Kennedy, joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Sam, happy Thursday morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sounds like some people are on vacation, but the real workers are working.
We're grinding away here over these microphones, Sam. Talking about your Red Sox team, which had a huge win last night in Toronto. It has not been the story, though, the wins and losses. It has been players available and unavailable. Obviously, Tanner Houck, one of the guys who's not available for your team in Toronto. And I guess I'll ask a question that Alex Cora was asked to start yesterday. Were you disappointed that certain guys were not available to play based on their vaccination status in the series in Toronto?
Well, it would certainly make everyone's lives a lot easier if everybody were vaccinated, to be sure. We, as an organization, we've been clear about this. We believe in the effectiveness of the vaccine protecting against COVID. We've set up Fenway as a mass vaccination site. We have done our best to educate our players. I think we lead the league in medical staff and information. We're in the medical capital of the universe here in Boston. So we have done everything in our power to educate our players, our employees, about the effectiveness of the vaccines. And at the end of the day, we do not have everyone vaccinated, and those who aren't able to play in certain municipalities. So it's on us to backfill that with depth and keep this thing going. And I thought Alex and Will and the whole staff, I just think they've done an unbelievable job of keeping everybody together with what could be a very divisive issue. And in fact, it's been the opposite. Teammates have been great. They've been supporting each other. It's a difficult issue for society and no different for us, but our group has stayed together and we find ourselves right in this thing. We're really proud of that.
Yeah, I thought Alex was great yesterday on this station and then with the media. In fact, he followed up with the media yesterday, Sam, before the game. And basically he said, I'll bet you guys all a dollar that this will be different when we play the Blue Jays that second to last year of a series of the year. Do you have that same confidence, Sam? Has something changed in the last 24, 48 hours where you, like Alex Cora, feel confident that statuses will be different for certain players in that second to last series of the year?
Well, if I've learned anything in 21 years with the Boston Red Sox organization, I would never bet against Alex Cora. So I'll leave that issue to him, and hopefully we end up getting there. But I wouldn't bet against Alex.
Sam, there have been reports out there, which I don't generally buy in, but you brought up being supportive. You brought up, what guys' decisions. There was a report that said that Trevor Story, when he initially signed here, that one of the things that, that you guys wanted him to do was get vaccinated. I don't really buy into that report because I think from hearing him, he talked about how the organization was very supportive regardless of what his decision was. What's your take on that as far as, you know, now with the whole Tanner Houck situation and some other guys? You guys wouldn't be like, hey, we want you to get vaccinated, or here's the ultimatum.
Yeah, let me be very clear about this. While we believe deeply in the effectiveness of the vaccine, and it is our hope that everyone will get the vaccine to protect against COVID, we cannot force or mandate a player to get vaccinated. Players have rights that are very clearly outlined in highly publicized collective bargaining agreement process that unfolded this offseason. We respect those rights. We play by the rules. And we cannot force or mandate that a player gets vaccinated. We can educate. We can encourage. We can ask. But we cannot force or mandate a player to get vaccinated. And I'll leave it at that.
Sam, when you look back at the beginning of the season, I think we asked you on this show, and I think we also asked Chris Sale and Chaim Bloom, when it came to the series that were going to be taking place in Toronto and what was going to happen with the players that were unvaccinated. And I'm sure you guys were under the same impression that we were all under, that when that time came, maybe Canada was going to be under different restrictions. Do you maybe wish in retrospect that you guys had planned better for this?
Well, you know, look, I wish we had swept the series instead of losing those first two games. We were on a hot streak and won seven in a row, had an incredible month of June. I think we're 20-5. So I wish we'd played better up there. But I think that Chaim Bloom and Brian O'Halloran and Eddie and Raquel Ferreira, the group, has done an amazing job preparing for the 2022 season, including anticipating what may or may not happen up in a different municipality with different rules and regulations. It's on us as an organization to make sure we have that depth. Earl Weaver back in the old days used to talk about deep depth being the key to success in baseball, and that's on us to be deep and to be able to, if we don't have guys available on the roster and they're on the restricted list, we have to have depth throughout the organization to backfill. That's on us. That's not on anybody else. And I think that our baseball operations group has done and continues to do a great, great job.
You bring up the record from this past month and how you guys were on such a hot streak. What is the identity of this team in your mind? Because I think a lot of fans and maybe media members go back and forth on it, because you look at the record within the division and it's not as glowing as how they've been playing recently. And you look ahead to the next upcoming series and you've got a tough stretch ahead of you.
Yeah, it's a great point, Courtney, and a very fair question. It has in many ways been sort of the tale of two seasons, hasn't it? I mean, we dug ourselves an incredibly deep hole to start the season. It was really frustrating. And then we've been on a tear recently with a great month in June. We now need to build on that. We've had some really high highs. I think we were playing over 700 baseball through the 45 games or so leading into that Toronto series, which is just an absurd pace, but we needed to do it to get out of that hole. But look, I'll be the first to tell you, we got to play better against the American League East. We got the toughest division in baseball. We haven't won a series against an AL East team. And I don't know, we're like 7-16 against other AL East teams. And we had a lot of walk-offs against other AL East teams. So there's no sugarcoating it. We have to play better in our division. And the team knows that, and they understand that. So I think the identity to get to your question is one of togetherness, one of belief in themselves. We're an incredibly talented roster. As I mentioned, our baseball ops group's done a great job, and I'm really excited for a summer of baseball with a team that's right in the race and competing for a postseason spot and following up on a season where we were two games away from the World Series.
Sam Kennedy joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Brian O'Halloran was on this show last week, and he basically kind of admitted that, yeah, bullpen help is something we're going to look for. What all teams are going to look for, Sam, I'm curious financially. The Warriors just won an NBA title, and we find out afterwards they spent like $300 million with all the tax penalties that they have. Is this team committed to going over the luxury tax number? Are there any financial restraints on baseball ops as you get to the trade deadline on August 3rd?
Yeah, the great thing about being in Boston and being here for 21 years with John Henry and Tom Werner and our ownership group, Mike Gordon and everyone involved is the full support of our baseball operation. So while we would never want to tip our hand about what we're going to do in terms of player moves or how much we're going to spend on players, we've been well over that CBT threshold in the past. There's been years where we've been under. So we don't want to talk about what we may or may not do because we don't want to give away any clues to our competitors. We have a proven track record of investing heavily into player personnel, and I don't see that continuing as long as John Henry, Tom Werner, Mike Gordon, the Fenway Sports Group own the Boston Red Sox.
Well, Sam, that's the one thing I've noticed. I doing some research, that it seems like every year the Red Sox are always in, you know, the top five when you're talking about payroll and wanting to be competitive. I know you got this series against Chicago coming up, and then it's, you know, you talk about the opponents in the AL East, Tampa Bay and the Yankees. You don't want to look ahead. But you're looking at trade deadline being a little bit over a month away. How important, I know the Chicago series, you don't look past them, but how important is it to know, come away out of the Chicago series, but really know, like you said, the division games and what stands in your way leading up into the All-Star game and break, and then trying to figure out where we need to be so we can make the right moves during the trade deadline?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's always a lot of attention around the trade deadline because this is the best baseball market on planet Earth. I think there's a lot of factors to consider as we get into it in terms of where we're going to turn and what we're going to look for. Obviously, the name of this game is pitching and more pitching. But we do have some factors to consider with hopefully, fingers crossed, Chris Sale coming back in July. And you got Whitlock and Paxton, Josh Taylor, and Nate Eovaldi. You know, you got a lot of weapons coming back, which should be a great thing. But we can always fortify that bullpen. We'll see where things go. But there'll be a lot of planning and a lot of late nights. And our pro scouting group is already working overtime as we get into the month of July.
Well, your starting pitching looks like it's been spectacular. It's kind of been carrying, you know, this team and putting them in a position to where they need to be. What's the latest on Eovaldi? What's the latest on Chris Sale? I know you said a little bit of July, but what about Eovaldi?
Yeah, I don't have any new update, but hopefully along the sort of same timetable. But I don't want to set a timetable because the truth is, you know, when you're battling back from injury, it's really hard to put a timetable on it. But hopefully at some point here in the next month or so, we'll get our full complement of pitchers back that we thought we were going to have to start the season. And what a lift that'll be to get guys like Nate and Chris back for a team that is already competing for a postseason spot will be probably the biggest trade deadline acquisition we could ever make.
Hey, Sam, last one for me. You mentioned, you know, obviously you guys have had a big commitment to keeping players here in Boston. Xander Bogaerts was asked yesterday by Chris Cotillo of MassLive.com any contract updates from the team. He said zero, zilch, nada. Obviously, to sign both Devers and Bogaerts long-term is a lot of money. Like, we're not stupid. We see what these guys would make in the free agent market. Had there been discussions taking place at the ownership levels about how financially keep two stars like these two, one that can opt out, one is a free agent after next season?
Yeah, of course. Of course, there's discussions about all aspects of the roster and the future, but we'll keep any discussions with players or their representatives in private. But to answer your question directly, absolutely, there have been discussions. There always are. We're very competitive people. We're not just looking at 2022. Our job is to make sure this team is competitive and healthy and stable into 23, 24, 25, and beyond. So, yeah, those discussions are happening all the time.
With the All-Star break coming up, any anticipation you'll discuss contracts with Devers and Bogaerts as you get towards a really important, you know, offseason for both those guys?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to tip our hand one way or the other on that. So I'll just leave it as we're planning for the future and doing our best. And those are two of two world champions and two homegrown players that that we care about very much. And I'll just leave it at that.
All eyes on Wrigley, Cubs and Red Sox this weekend, Sam. We certainly appreciate the time and enjoy your 4th of July holiday.
You guys as well. Great to be with you. Have a good 4th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.